Relationships is why we do what we do in our lives. Relationships are two defining points in our lives. One, that we are drawn towards people into our lives. We're drawn towards them because of the magnetism of attraction. We like them very much. We feel that they like us back. There's a two-way energy going on there. And therefore, we're drawn into that relationship. And the other explanation of relationships is, I hate certain people. I hate living where I'm living. I hate doing what I'm doing. I hate it. No, that's the energy of repulsion. I hate it. It's wrong for me. It's wrong. Now, those of you who are not living in your birthplace and not living where you lived 6 years ago, 12 years ago, 10 years ago, the reason why is because you got away from somewhere that was repulsive towards you. It was disgusting. It was horrible. It was toxic. It was horrible. Can I go run away? Get away from it. Those of you who are living somewhere new, then you're loving where you're living because it reminds you that you're not living in the past. You're not living somewhere toxic. Those of you who are single, not in a relationship at the moment, you're reminded now, aren't you lucky you're free and single? Aren't you lucky you haven't got, not living with somebody that's toxic, somebody you didn't love? So now let's define the relationships in five different levels. Relationships, talking about children now, I'm talking about teenagers and children. They're drawn towards friends because they're just friends. They're not nothing sexual, nothing romantic, nothing more than just friends. Children idealistically just want friends. That's what it is. Friends. Friends define somebody you can talk to, communicate with, somebody who understands you, somebody who cares about you, somebody who won't hurt you or harm you. Those of you who remember your childhood days, you had friendships that were just friends, and those friends are still friends forever. Why? Because they're just good friends. He's my best friend. She's my best friend, and they stick with you throughout your whole life. Why? Because friends understand each other. Friends, I know where you've come from. I know what you are. I know the friendships. Now, for friendships also apply to adults in the sense of those of you who've known people for a long, long time, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. You met them in college, or you met them afterwards, you met them in work. They're just friends. Friends are friends forever. Best friends forever. It's not spoilt by the sexual energy. It's not spoilt by any greed or temptations or lies or manipulations. Friends are platonic friends, nice friends, good friends, friends that just understand you and you understand them as well. You often, when you've had a difficulty in life, You phone a friend. That's, I think there's a game show called Phone a Friend. Phone a Friend. When you did friends, why? Because friends understand you. One of the reasons why many of you call me for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, astrologically, you talk it over with me. Friends, I'm your friend. I'm not an astrologer. I'm your friend. I talk it over. I've had experience with people. So I'm your friend. I can understand you. I can understand what you've been through. I understand what you're looking for. So friends have an understanding. And I call friendship energies Mercury relationships. Friends, they're on your wavelengths. Friends are on your way. They're always on your wavelengths. Right? I met a school friend from 40 years ago. 40 years ago. I'm an old school friend. I understood. I remember what you like in school. I remember those good old days in Manchester, in Stand College, in Whitefield, in Manchester. I remember those good old days. When you remember somebody, you remember somebody, and they remember you, and you therefore you tune into that energy. It doesn't need any explanations. The next level of relationships is Venus relationships. Now, Venus is not just that somebody understands you. Venus is a love relationship, and you never hurt somebody you love. When your children, you don't really hurt. No normal adult hurts their children. No normal adult expects to be hurt by their children or to hurt their children. You don't hurt somebody you love. Your brothers and your sisters, your family, your cousins, your relatives, the people that you love, you don't hurt them. All right, that's the definition of Venus. And I'm going to say that again. Venus defines the purity of heart that you love, and you don't hurt somebody you love. Those people who have respectful relationships, maybe to your parents or your grandparents. You don't hurt your parents or your grandparents because you love them. Venus defines that bond of love. You don't hurt I've got to emphasize it again. You don't hurt somebody you love. And the reason I say that now is because somebody that's hurt you in the past, somebody that's really hurt, they're not a definition of Venus, right? They're a definition of a troublemaker. They're not a definition of Venus. Venus doesn't hurt you. The other way I compare it is I compare Venus sometimes to food. I think I had a series of food videos on the website. The foods that you love don't hurt you. Whether it be Heinz baked beans or salt and vinegar crisps, it's your flavor. It doesn't hurt you. It's not supposed to hurt you. Venus is love, and love is forever. when you have a certain flavor of yogurt, raspberry or strawberry, or yogurt, you like yogurts, you like yogurt, it doesn't hurt you. Some of you love, Venus is love. Money is often defined as Venus because money doesn't hurt you, right? It's the lack of it that hurts you. Venus doesn't hurt, right? And we'll get that clear now. The next level, of course, then is Mars. Mars is strength, a relationship of strength. Sometimes when I look at people's charts and I say that you shouldn't be working for yourself, you should be employed by, with a boss, you should be employed with a strong energy, working for a strong company, a multinational company, a company that's sustainably multinational, not an unsustainable one, but a sustainable, that's Mars, a Mars company, you work for your Mars, you work, Mars looks after you, Mars is strong, Mars knows that you're working, some people work for 30 days, and they get paid at the end of the month, and you know you're going to get paid because Mars is reliable, Mars is trustworthy, Mars is strong, Mars is financial. And therefore, in relationships, when we're looking for business and clients and customers, we're looking for something that we can trust. When we're, those of you on the internet and you've got servers to pay for, you've got the hardware to have to pay for, especially at the end of the year now, right? So you want a reliable company. You want a company, a corporation that isn't going to trick you, isn't going to lie to you. And often when we talk about freebies from certain companies, you never get anything for free when it comes to computer hardware or computer servers. So people that use web domains are free, you're going to get charged. Sooner or later, they're going to charge you. Just like Twitter's going to start charging, and that's like probably Facebook and WhatsApp are going to charge that. Oh, it all costs money. Don't think the server, computer servers cost nothing. They cost a fortune every year, the maintenance costs. So we go to a company where we get a good deal. Good deal means they're going to be in business for many years to come. And that's why we go to reliable companies. I'm my server is GoDaddy, right? Because GoDaddy is reliable. Arizona, GoDaddy in the States, it's a good server. It's a better than my previous ones, and good service, good value for money, no tricks, straightforward, reliable. That's Mars. So I digress for a moment, but again, it's a relationship. The reason why you come to my website is because when you go onto some people's website, it doesn't load smoothly, you can't hear the audios, you can't hear the... I hate those websites that it takes so long for it to load. You know there's something wrong. When it loads quickly, when it uploads quickly, downloads quickly, when you can listen to it quick, then you know you've got a good server. That's what we want, Mars. Reliable. Reliable is what you're looking for now. Reliable applies to your love life as well. Reliable, he's dependable. He or she is always going to be in your life. He or she is always going to be reliable. They might have their moods sometimes. They might have their wobbliness sometimes. They might not always be as affectionate, but they're reliable. So, you know, when we're talking about getting married to somebody, you want somebody that's going to be reliable. You want, when you buy an automobile, or I think I can compare automobiles to relationships, you want a reliable automobile. If the automobile says it's had 10 previous owners and it's got 200,000 miles on the clock, you know there's probably a problem there, right? 10 previous owners and 200,000 miles, you don't know if you want to buy that particular automobile. You want somebody, you know, I want 50,000 miles on the clock or 80,000 miles on the clock with one or two previous owners. I don't want a whole string of previous owners. So, okay, it's relationship energy. That's me having a bit of fun. Mars is reliable. When you buy an automobile, you want something reliable. It's going to last. It's going to last at least 3 or 4 or 5 years, right? You know, sometimes you want something, I know it's going to last 10 years. My last Volvo lasted me for 12 years. So I know it was reliable. That's why I always go for the Volvos. Why? Because they're reliable. We go to things that were reliable. Reliable means relationship-wise, reliable, dependable. So he has this, he's not perfect. So she's not perfect, but she's reliable. He's reliable, right? He's always there for you. Sometimes when we have a tested moment in our lives, when who is there for you? You know, sometimes, your car's broken down, you phone a friend, someone comes and picks you up. Who is that friend that, hopefully it's your partner, hopefully it's your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, they come and fetch you, they come and pick you up. But who is there that's there, reliable? Again, I emphasize the word reliable. So, love is a different energy to love. It's reliable. It's absolutely reliable. Dependable and reliable. And that's why people work for companies and corporations that are reliable and dependable. The next aspect is Jupiter. Jupiter relationships means we want to do things together. If you're in a boring relationship and it's just a boring, you've not got nothing planned for Christmas, you've got nothing planned for Thanksgiving, you've got nothing planned for the summer holidays of 2023, having something to look forward to. You're going away for Christmas, you're going away for Valentine's Day in February, you're going away for March and April and May or June, July, you're going away next time, you're going somewhere with your partner, you're going somewhere in life, you've got things to look forward to together. It's about looking forward to things together. That's a Jupiter energy. Now, you could look forward to things on your own, but the reason why you're looking forward to going away on holiday somewhere on your own is because last year you met somebody there. Last year it was a good place. This year it's going to be a good place as well. I compare it often to when I talk about me going to Rome for Christmas time. I know at Christmas time, I'm not going this year, but I know at previous Christmases when I've gone to Rome for Christmas holidays, I always meet people from the past. I remember you a few years ago. I remember you last year. I remember you. And I've got contacts there. So I go because of relationships. So again, we go places. We plan to go places because of people. That's what it's about. It's not about the buildings or the ornaments there. It's about the people, the vibe of the place that we get the vibe from. So looking forward to relationship energies. Who makes you look forward to the future? Now, some of you, I, Johnny Braxman, in the astrology website, I am a definition of your Jupiter. And I'm very, very lucky at the moment because Jupiter is at 28, 29 degrees of Pisces, about to go into 0 degrees of Aries in December, 1 degree Aries. And I am an exact opposite. My 1 degree Libra is an exact opposite. So therefore, in November, well, it started already October, November, December, I am a definition of telling you this is what the future is. I can see the future right in front of me very clearly. I can see Jupiter. Right, very clearly, I can plan for the future, see for the future, tell you to plan for the future, tell you to look forward to the future, and it comes true. That's the definition of Jupiter. Somebody that tells you it's going to be all right, I can see the future, it's going to be big, it's going to be bright, it's going to be exciting, it's going to be... That's what Jupiter says. I'm showing you your future, and I'm getting you excited about looking forward to the future. So again, this, as I say, I'm a definition of astrology, is a definition of Jupiter looking forward to the future, and that's why I can see things very clearly at this moment. I'm not always precise. I'm not always clear, but thanks to Jupiter and my opposition to my sun, therefore I am lucky in this particular zone, and that's why I did all the work on the website in advance, because whilst I've got the gift, I explain it, see the gift, got the gift, plan for the gift, and work for the future. Now Saturn relationships in terms of a destiny. We've all got people who are destined to be out. We got this affinity. You got people from 10 or 20 or 30 years ago that were destined to be in that because they did something for you, to you, and because of you. There was a bond between you and them, and there's always a bond. It's your CV of life, whether it be your family, your parents. When you meet somebody and they say, where do you come from? You come from this particular city or town. I know people there. I know. You've got that affinity. It gets you back to your roots. It gets you back to your whole life story of all the people. Similarly, Saturn in business world means all the contacts that you've known in the business world. Oh, this is, yes, I know that person, I know that company, I know that minister, I know that, I've been there, I know all those places, I know all those people. Again, Saturn is our CV of life, beginning to end. Because when you've been somewhere, for example, those of you been to London, you know London, you know the centre, you know Oxford Street, you know Regent Street, you know Piccadilly Circus, you know Buckingham Palace, you know Victoria Station, you know Heathrow Airport, you know Gatwick Airport, you know Stansted Airport, you know, with those of you Americans who have been to Europe, you've all been through Heathrow Airport one time or another. You've been on Virgin Atlantic or British Airways or TWA, you've all done it. So because you've done it, it's a memory. It's a Saturn that sits in your head. Those of you been to Rome, you know what St. Peter's Square looks like. Those of you been to Budapest or Paris, you know it. Those of you been to Manhattan, New York, JFK, LaGuardia Airport, you know, you've been there, you know it. Borough Park, Brooklyn. You know, because you've been there, you've traveled through it, you know the energy. Those of you been to Miami, Florida, you know, you just know it. It's once you've been somewhere, you know it. And that's a knowing that defines I call it the expansion of your aura, because when you've traveled and been somewhere, you've been there and felt the energy. You felt the energy so you can relate. You're in tune with that energy of destiny. Now, some places you've been to, don't feel anything. But everywhere that you've been to has given you an energy, and that is a Saturn energy. Now, when you were married, and we've all been married, all been in previous relationships, so hopefully those of you are still in that relationship, but those of you have been married and divorced, and marriage taught you something about relationship. Marriage taught you something about yourself. Till you got married, you didn't really, I'll call it sex before marriage, you didn't really know yourself until you got married or got into a full-time relationship. It taught you a lot about you. Relationships teach you a lot. That's again Saturn. Now, some relationships can teach you what you don't want in your future. Oh no, I don't want that. I don't want that type of person in my life anymore. But it also teaches you what is right for you. What works for you, what energy works for you. So it's been been important to learn from it in order to arrive at where you are now, those of you looking for new relationships, and therefore looking for the future. Now, Uranus is, I must talk about this one, because Uranus in Taurus is what we call the sexual chemistry. You can be in a relationship with somebody, not love them, not care less about them, don't care what their future is, don't care where they come from in their past. You really don't care less. And it's not that you're heartless, it's just you don't care less. You're not in tune with you, you're not in tune with them, but the chemistry, the sexual chemistry, the definition of Uranus is, it works. It works. How many of you had those sexual flings with somebody? Yeah, you had sex, it was a fling. It was some of you are inclined to have it sometimes, kind of several in your lifetime, but the purpose of that energy is to make you taste something different, more exciting, more exhilarating, more Uranus. That's what Uranus is about. It's a liberating energy. Some of you, only when you get to a midlife crisis and you get divorced, then you start to, right, I'm done with that. I want somebody exciting is an animal instinct. And that, again, is Uranus relationship. So when we're talking about the sun in Sagittarius now, from the 22nd of November through to the 21st of December, and defined by Mars in Gemini, with a full moon in Gemini on the 8th and 9th of December, it doesn't just apply to one area, one type of relationship in your life, a friend or somebody that you love, or relatives or family, or destined relationships or business relationships. It applies to everything, right? And when we say, I want to have it all, you want it all in one person. That's what you mean by having it all. I want it all. I want it all in one person. I want that one person to fulfill me, and he understands me, she understands me, she's in tune with me, she loves me, she's never going to hurt me, reliable and dependable, loving and caring, feeling it's destined that I finally find somebody that's destined for me. That's what we're looking for. The definition of Sagittarius is a fire, and fire is specific. You will find yourself feeling, even towards people from the past, you'll find yourself feeling, I feel the fire from them. I'm in tune with them. I feel a fire. And of course, that's why they're going to contact you. When you feel a fire, you can't fake it. It's a fire energy. Some people around you think, I don't feel a fire anymore. It's gone. It's vanished. It's finished. I don't feel nothing. It's a very truthful energy, is Sagittarius, and defined by that full moon on the 9th of December. If the fire is there, the fire is there. And if the fire isn't there, the fire isn't there. You can't help it. But what the shocks and surprises will be how quickly people will be turned on and want a relationship. How many people will be turned on and want to feel what life wants them to feel in order to get their lives moving forward. So I wish you a very nice day.